Say Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to St. Luke's Lutheran Church on this beautiful Palm Sunday. We had just a couple of announcements. Monday, Thursday service will be at UCC at what time, Jean?
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Good Friday community service is at Grace Fellowship at noon. And we will celebrate, don't say it out loud, that H word, that A word. Easter, that's a new word. Next Sunday, right here. I had to figure it out.
Right now, there will be an email coming out. I'm not sure what's happening.
So if you'll join me in your bulletin. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Listen now to the processional gospel according to Luke, the 19th chapter. After he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage in Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. This is the gospel of our Lord."
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and as we now enter into the contemplation of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and meditate on the salvation of the world through his suffering, death, burial, and resurrection, let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and suffer. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience and to your will, and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
Speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 50th chapter of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with the word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen to those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 31. Responsively. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly.
For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me because of affliction, and my bones are consumed.
I am the scorn of all my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me.
Like the dead, I am forgotten, out of mind. I am as useless as a broken pot.
For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life.
But as for me, I have trusted in you, O Lord. I have said,
my times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
The second reading is from the second chapter of Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him.
Jesus said to them,
I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Then Jesus took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said,
Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
Then Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them.
This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
And Jesus did the same with the cup after supper.
This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on this table.
For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed.
Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this.
Also arose among them as to which one of them would be regarded as the greatest.
But Jesus said to them,
The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors.
But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must be like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves.
Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied me three times. Remember me when you come into your kingdom, Jesus. Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him.
When Jesus reached the place, he said to them,
Pray that you may not come into the time of trial.
Then Jesus withdrew from them about a stone's throw away. He knelt down and prayed.
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done.
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength.
In his anguish, Jesus prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground.
When Jesus got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief and said to them,
Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial.
While Jesus was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them.
He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him,
Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?
When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked,
Lord, should we strike with a sword?
Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said,
No more of this.
And Jesus touched his ear and healed him.
Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him,
"Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me.
But this is your hour and the power of darkness."
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? Wondrous love is this, O my soul. What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul?
Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance.
When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat amongst them.
Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man was also with him."
But Peter denied it.
"I do not know him."
A little later, someone else, on seeing Peter, said, "You also are one of them."
"I am not."
Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting,
"Surely this man was also with him, for he is a Galilean."
"Man, I do not know what you are talking about."
At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock
crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter.
Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times.
And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him,
"Prophesy, who is it that struck you?"
They kept heaping many other insults on him.
When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought Jesus to their council.
They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." Jesus replied,
"If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer.
But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God."
All of them asked,
Are you then the Son of God? You say that I am.
Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips."
Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, the King.
Then Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?"
"You say so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man."
But they were insistent and said,
"He stirs up the people by teaching all throughout Judea, from Galilee where he began, even to this place, Jerusalem."
The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing Jesus.
Even Herod with his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt and mocked him.
Then Herod put an elegant robe on Jesus and sent him back to Pilate.
That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies.
When I was sinking down, when I was sinking down, when I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul.
Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and he said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him."
"Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us."
"Indeed, Jesus has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and will release him."
Then they all shouted out together,
"Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us!" This Barabbas was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder.
Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again.
But they kept shouting,
"Crucify! Crucify him!"
A third time, Pilate said to them,
"Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no grounds for the sentence of death."
I will therefore have him flogged and then release him."
But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that Jesus should be crucified, and their voices prevailed.
So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted.
He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder.
And Pilate handed over Jesus just as they wished.
Who was the guilty? Who brought this upon thee? Alas, my treason, Jesus hath undone thee. 'Twas I, Lord Jesus, I was denied thee. I crucified.
Please stand.
As they led Jesus away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on Simon
and made him carry it behind Jesus.
A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him.
But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.'
Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.'
For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with Jesus.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left.
Then Jesus said,
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
And they cast lots to divide his clothing.
And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at Jesus, saying,
He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one.
The soldiers also mocked Jesus, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself.
There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews.
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us.
But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?
And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds.
But this man has done nothing wrong.
Then the criminal said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Jesus replied,
Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me. When you come into your kingdom, Jesus, remember me. When you come into your kingdom, Jesus, remember me. When you come into your kingdom, Jesus, remember me. When you come into your kingdom.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the entire land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed.
And the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
Then Jesus, crying out in a loud voice, said,
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said,
Certainly, this man was innocent.
And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts.
But all of Jesus' acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching all of these things.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us now confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed as found in your bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the prayers. Drawn close to the heart of God, we offer these prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church, called to follow Jesus in the way of the cross. Make us unflinching servants of the gospel. Deliver us from hardship as we confront the forces of injustice and practice radical compassion. Merciful God, for the earth and all its inhabitants created in love, train us to recognize your divine goodness in the world around us. Rouse in us a reverence for creation that we take greater care of its resources. Merciful God, for those in positions of authority called to lead with integrity and compassion, supply them with courage and vulnerability when challenged with new ideas. Deliver them from fear that limits imagination and impedes justice. Merciful God, for all those who suffer, waiting expectantly for mercy and consolation, for the people of Ukraine, for the people of Africa, that war may cease. Accompany those who feel abandoned or betrayed. Defend those who are wrongly accused, and embrace those who are incarcerated or detained. Father God, we ask that you would heal those who are ill. Especially this morning, we lift up Scott, Pastor Ann's husband. Father, we beseech you for answers. We pray for Ellie Pearson. Put your healing touch upon her. Be with her parents and her brother. We ask that you would heal those who we name now, out loud or in our hearts. Merciful God, for Christians around the world preparing this week to journey with Jesus to the cross, reveal to us once again the earth-shaking power of humble service, unmerited forgiveness, and sacrificial love. Lead us all from death to new life. Merciful God, we remember those who have died, who were commended into your hands. Remember us when you come into your kingdom and prepare a place for each of us with you in paradise. Merciful God, accept these prayers that we bring, O God, on behalf of a world in need, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace of Christ be with you. Please greet each other with a sign of peace as appropriate. We thank God for the opportunity and the ability to offer our offerings to support this ministry and to support love and care throughout this world. Thank you. Please stand for the offertory.
unite them with the prayers we offer. Grace our table with your presence, and give us a foretaste of the feast to come. Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace. Let us sing our sending song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Peace.